And then what happened?
Yeah, well, after about 18 months, he developed sort of a low volume recurrence. And so I believe he had a positive malignant effusion that came back. We just had this little pleural effusion that was sort of percolating along, and we were afraid to look, and finally we did, and had some malignant cells in there. Still minimally symptomatic from it, and not bulky disease elsewhere. Didn't develop a CNS recurrence as we feared he might.
So we want to talk about new drugs in development, RAM, particularly the LDK compound, but outside of protocol setting, this kind of gets into the same thing we were talking about, erlotinib. What do you do when somebody progresses? Do you continue the crizotinib, chemotherapy? How do you think through this outside of trial setting?
So if you have no other choice, I suppose you can change them over to chemotherapy, but I would ask people to seriously rethink about that strategy, because take any second generation ALK inhibitor, you see the response rates are spectacular. You know, this is not something we see with EGFR mutant disease. And what is fascinating is that, at least with LDK, and I'm sure we'll see hopefully in the coming years with other compounds, the response rate does not differ much whether you had previous crizotinib or whether you progressed after crizotinib. So I think really there's a fascinating story emerging, and I personally think, and I could be wrong, that we're going to make more or significant progress in ALK rearranged non-small cell lung cancer in the short term than even EGFR mutant disease. Because the second and third generation ALK inhibitors, second generation ALK inhibitors and all the compounds that are available are actually giving very nice responses, and some of them seem to be very durable. Of course, early data yet, and they penetrate. They do all the things you want. They go to the brain, you see dramatic responses in the brain. The responses are predictable, they are durable. And these patients are very nice. I have patients who are on second generation ALK inhibitors doing very well. And so I really think we should make every effort to send patients to those trials rather than treat them empirically with chemotherapy.
Maybe you can follow up on what happened to the patient.
Yeah. Well, so obviously one possibility we're considering was chemotherapy. And he had gotten chemoradiotherapy, and as part of that, he had carboplatin paclitaxel, and then two cycles of consolidation chemotherapy. At the end of that, I hadn't given him the chemoradiotherapy. So he hadn't gotten a pemetrexed-based regimen. We know response rates are high among ALK mutants to pemetrexed. So that was one option, or a clinical study. We didn't actually have the LDK study open at our institution at that time. So we actually sent him to Colorado for the study, and he ended up going on the LDK-378 drug. He's now more than a year, and he's had a fantastic response and continues to be, I think, in essentially a CR state. So doing absolutely great on the drug with no evidence of progression at this time.
Any toxicity or tolerability issues?
You know, I haven't been seeing him routinely since he's been getting the drug outside. We're just, you know, we can follow the blog, you know, and he gets
That's interesting.
Seen intermittently. But at least as far as I can tell, he's doing great on the drug.